Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of April, 2018. It is a Wednesday morning. And, excuse me, I'm a little bit stopped up this morning. Seems like every time I have dairy products, it stops me up. But anyway, we're ready for the 74th Psalm this morning. And we'll see how far we can go with it. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed. This Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous, according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees, but now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all thy synagogues of God in the land. We seek not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach, shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand, pluck it out of thy bosom? Excuse me. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength, thou breakest the heads of the dragons and the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the fountains and the floods, thou driest up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine, thou hast prepared the light and the sun, thou hast set all the borders of earth, thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the borders of the earth, I'm sorry, remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return to shame. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O Lord, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies, the tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Well, we muddled through that, but it's a great psalm. And I think it's very apropos for today in the churches. If we use the scripture, we can be able to see that God has purchased of old the rod of his inheritance. He has redeemed all of his people. He's redeemed Mount Zion. But he says many have done wickedly in the sanctuary. You know? And we see that today, most sanctuaries are not sanctuaries at all. They're full of lies and idolatry. He said, thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They do. They have what I call the I theology. I did this, I did that, my ministry. I got an email from someone yesterday telling me to take me off his email because he was too involved in his ministry. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling places of thy name to the ground. They have cast fire into the sanctuary. And that could be attributed not only to the charismatics, but it could also be attributed to those that try to uphold the doctrine of free will. They've cast down the name of Christ to the ground, have they not? They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. You have all these temples, you have all these mega churches, you have all these great orifices and these buildings and these steeples and these crosses. But they might as well have burned them all up because they don't stand for the truth of God's word. He says there's no more any prophet. In other words, true prophets of God. But he reminds us that God is my King of all working salvation in the midst of the earth. He reminds us that God is the one that has made everything, including setting the borders of the earth and making summer and winter. But he also says that foolish people blaspheme the name of the Lord. Well, that is certainly prevalent today. They have blasphemed the name of the Lord. I'm teaching these things that are not so. And denying things that are so. But we have a more sure word of testimony. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. He has completed the work the Father sent him to do. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So let us remember these great and wonderful truths, regardless of what is being propagated around us. God bless.